Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston, Texas. And as always, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. So it is time to talk some more college basketball and bracketology. And who might be in this year's field of college basketball's participants? We are so thrilled to have back with us Greg Peterson, bracketologist, Dudes on Sports, and also radio host of 90.3 WRST in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Only 5 degrees there. How are you, Greg?
Doing good. A little bit cold, but we're venturing through.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. It's wonderful to have you back on the network. And we're ready for you to enlighten us and project this year's men's basketball tournament, because it really has. I mean, Greg, it's been an incredible season of hoops. And at the top, of course, has been Kentucky. We've already talked college hoops on the show tonight, but we've not talked about Kentucky and their pursuit of perfection to go undefeated. They're 30-0 right now. And the one thing that I think that you'll agree on is they are responding to pressure. I mean, I watched from start to finish that game against Georgia earlier this week.
Yeah, they certainly did. They were down 9 with about 9 minutes left in that Georgia game, and then everything just started clicking for them, and a lot of that has to do with just the sheer depth of Kentucky. People forget that Alex Poitras went out for the season very early for this Kentucky team, yet they have the tallest lineup in all of college basketball, and if they were an NBA team, they'd be the second tallest team in all the NBA aside from the Portland Trailblazers. Karl Anthony Towns really came up big for Kentucky in that Georgia game. He was able to knock down 8 of 12 shots for 19 points, and this is a team that's really good from the free throw line. I remember watching them against Florida about a month or so ago, and they were just canning free throws like it was nobody's business. I think they shot like 95% or something from the free throw line in that game. It was absolutely insane, and this is a very poised team that has been well coached by John Calipari. So I think that they're going to live up to the pressure, and they're definitely going to run through the SEC tournament. The NCAA tournament is a little bit of a different question, because anything can happen on any given day. We've seen it so many times in the big dance. Heck, Wichita State last year, undefeated team. They got bounced in the second round, ironically, by Kentucky. But overall, you take a look at this team, they have to be the prohibitive favorite going into the dance.
Okay, so we highlight and talk about Kentucky, but are you a little bit nervous? Here it is. It's Friday night. Greg, what do you think about the matchup with Flores tomorrow? I mean, Billy Donovan, you can never underestimate him as a coach in the X's and O's and what he's going to be able to draw up and have those guys execute.
Oh, it's certainly going to be a very tough matchup. These teams played a close game about a month ago when Kentucky won that thing 68-61. And as I alluded to earlier, Kentucky had to shoot 21 of 22 from the free throw line to win that game. They out-rebounded Florida 33-20, yet they just weren't able to make up for the fact that Florida was able to hit some threes and just were able to hang around in that game. Kentucky was firing on all cylinders in that game. If it weren't for an injury to, I believe it was Michael Frazier in that game, Florida could have legitimately won that game. This is a team that, while they do have a losing record this year, they made 4 straight Elite Eights. You don't do that on accident. And there's a lot of players returning from that team. So you have to figure that they're probably not going to make the NCAA tournament unless they win the SEC. They currently have 15 losses. No at-large team has ever had more than 14. So this is going to be pretty much their Super Bowl right here, and you have to think that they're going to lay it all on the line.
Bracketologist for Dudes on Sports and radio host of 90.3 WRST in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Greg Peterson is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we love to hear from you. Join us in on the conversation at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to this podcast at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. So as we talk about Kentucky and your belief in them, obviously it's very, very high, like mine as well. Do you think someone who could potentially upset them in the NCAA tournament?
We're going to go to my neck of the woods here. How about the Wisconsin Badgers? They're having a really nice year so far this year. And they're a team that nearly knocked out Kentucky last year in the NCAA tournament. Keep in mind, these two teams met up in the Final Four down there in Texas. And Wisconsin was an Aaron Harrison three-pointer away from winning that game. And Frank Kaminsky wasn't even playing at 100% in that game. Frank Kaminsky was off his game a little bit, and yet there were players like Duye Dugan and Bronson Koenig that were coming off the bench and making big contributions. Koenig is now a starter for this team, and that has really made a big difference for Wisconsin, because before, Frank Kaminsky was honestly their best three-point shooter, being a seven-footer that not necessarily where you want to be, entertaining into the lineup. Now you've got a team that can really compete. You also take a look at Duke. Duke has all the goods that you want. They forgot how to play basketball for a week when Justice Winslow was off his game, but now that he's picked it back up, they've got one of the most complete lineups I've ever seen. Jahlil Okafor could legitimately win the Player of the Year race, as well as Frank Kaminsky, obviously, but both those players are in contention for that. Quinn Cook is a senior leader that is able to hit at, like, I think an 88% clip from the free throw line. Tyus Jones has been doing a really good job at the point. So this is a team that really has the chance to knock off Kentucky as well. So take a look at Duke and Wisconsin, two teams that ironically played each other in the regular season.
Okay, so Greg, here we are in the final week of the regular season. I mean, what games in particular on Saturday are you going to be keeping a close watch on? And what teams are really feeling the pressure of being a team on the bubble right now?
Well, you've got to watch for that UNC versus Duke game. That's an obvious one because you just take a look at that game. It's going to mean so much to both those teams. North Carolina has taken quite a few losses, so they're going to really want to come out and have a good performance there. Meanwhile, you take a look at Duke. They want to sew down that number one seed, so that's going to be a big matchup for them. You take a look at Michigan State versus Indiana. Indiana is a team that's landing on the bubble right now. They took a bad loss against Iowa at home a couple nights ago. They could legitimately be on the outside looking in because, as of right now, they are my highest RPI team in the NCAA tournament field, so they could use a win there. Michigan State, they look like they're going to make the NCAA tournament, but they lose that game, then say they lose in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. You don't know what's going to happen there. How about Temple versus UConn? I don't think UConn has a chance at an at-large bid, but they have won six of their last eight games, so they're coming on strong. Meanwhile, many people have Temple as a last four team in. I think that they're a little bit better than that, but regardless, it's a game that you really want to watch. And how about LSU versus Arkansas? Arkansas is solidly in the field, and honestly, I think getting a little bit of a bad rap. I really like Michael Qualls and Bobby Portis on that team, but LSU is coming off another bad loss themselves. They lost to Tennessee a couple nights ago, so they're a team that's right now one of my last teams in as well. They've got Jarrell Martin and Jordan Mickey, just two really good players down low, but they've had some struggles as of late, losing to the likes of Tennessee. They've lost earlier this year to some other bad competition as well. Clemson loss comes to mind. They lost in overtime to a Missouri team that is 3-14 in the SEC. So LSU could really use a win at Arkansas on Saturday.
Okay, so Greg, a number of teams that we're looking at that are on the bubble, and it'll be interesting to see how the remainder of their season unfolds. But talk to us about what Kansas, the Jayhawks, packing their bags. They're headed to Norman, Oklahoma. I'm a big Sooner. I love OU. And just the job that they've done this year. And, of course, we think the last time those two teams faced off, I mean, Oklahoma rallied from a 20-point deficit in the first half to take the lead in the second half, but they could not hold the Jayhawks. They ended up losing that game 85-78. It's what, a Saturday? I got a 4 o'clock tip at Eastern time. It's a nationally televised game. How do you see this one playing out?
I think that Oklahoma is going to win this one because you take a look at Kansas, they already have the Big 12 wrapped up. They're 13-4 overall in the conference, 24-6 on the season. They've built their resume. They're pretty much going to be a two seed unless if something very, very drastic happens on that one line. They've got nice wins against Utah. They had that loss against Temple earlier in the year, but they were able to make up with it with some other nice wins. They beat Michigan State. They were able to beat Florida, which doesn't look as good anymore, Georgetown. And then you go through the Big 12 and you take it for the 11th straight year. That's got to be one of the greatest accomplishments in college basketball history. To be able to win a power conference 11 straight years is insane. But I see Oklahoma pulling this one out because, like I said, Kansas has achieved all that they need to sew up that title. And Perry Ellis is unlikely to play in this game. It looks like he injured his knee in the first half of that game against West Virginia, so they're likely going to hold him out of this one and then save him for the Big 12 tournament. So I think that Oklahoma, with how well they ended the last game against Kansas and Perry Ellis being out, I think they pull out this one on their home floor.
Greg, it's a pleasure to have you back, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Alyssa.
You bet. Enjoy the tournament. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.